Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for the Buckhead Business Radio Show.
Rich Casanova here, your host for another exciting episode of the Buckhead Business Radio Show. And this is actually a special episode. We've never done this before. We have a former guest joining us here in the studio. We had a great conversation about an event coming to Atlanta, and we got so excited, we decided, let's do a special episode. And we're calling this right now Kids Business Radio. We're spotlighting some upcoming entrepreneurs and movers and shakers, and the next Richard Bransons of the world are right here and joining us in the studio. But first up, let's welcome back to the show, Dirk, with Kids Business Expo. Welcome to the show.
Well, good morning, Rick. How are you doing?
Unbelievable, yeah.
Good. I really want to thank you for giving us the opportunity for having this show here, because I feel it's very important that we introduce the opportunity of entrepreneurship to kids out there, that they understand that they have an opportunity. And that's really what started Kids Business Expo a couple of months ago when I had our daughter on the way to school and we talked about the opportunities of entrepreneurship. And we watched the typical shows that are on TV right now, the Shark Tanks, the Profits, etc. So on the way to school, she said, "Dad, why don't you launch an expo for kids and teach entrepreneurship to kids?"
Right.
And that's how this whole thing started. And ever since then, we haven't stopped. So just for the audience who has not heard about this event, let me summarize it real quick.
Okay, sure.
The event is on a Saturday. It's February the 7th. It's at the Cobb Galleria Center here in Atlanta. And it's a full day of program. It starts with a keynote speaker, Marcus Lemonis. He is well known from the CNBC TV show called The Profit.
Yeah, I think a few people know about Marcus. Yeah,
I heard they do.
I can't believe you got him, whatever. Yeah,
well,
kudos.
Very appreciative for the fact that he's here. And then we will launch right into a panel discussion, followed by the expo that starts at noon, from noon to 6. And then after that, there is a couple of opportunities for workshops during this event itself, where we want to teach kids about entrepreneurship through a couple of different angles.
Right, kind of hands-on.
Yeah. Correct, exactly.
Okay, so we're going to mention a couple other points about the event, but tell our listeners right away, what's the website where they can get tickets or find out details?
If they want to find out about the show and event, it's kidsbusinessexpo.com. Okay. And we are on all social media platforms out there, so people can find us easily.
And without getting into too much of the minutia, because it is all posted there at the kidsbusinessexpo.com, but there's different ticket opportunities, right, where they can just get what, without getting into the prices, all the details,
yes,
but there's an opportunity where they can just go for the expo?
Correct. Yeah, they have an expo opportunity just to come in at noon and stay for the expo itself.
Okay.
Then we, of course, have the full registration package, which includes the keynote, the panel, the expo, and the workshops.
Right. Or can they get a ticket just for the keynote speaker?
They
or?
Do. Okay, there is an opportunity for
that. So it's kind of a la carte or a la everything. Is that a word or is that a...
Well, you know, I think it's better if they take everything.
Oh, yeah.
If they just want to see, you know, and hear Marcus.
But it's nice that you have an option, because sometimes you go to an event and you're like, I really just want to, you know, mingle for the after hours. I really want to participate in the expo. I can't be there all day, or, you know, I'm not intrigued by this component.
Exactly.
So it's kind of nice that, you know, you give them the option.
I felt it's very important to do two things. Number one, provide an opportunity for attendees to really just see what they want to see.
Yeah.
And we encourage them to see everything, of course. But then also, I felt it's very important that kids have an opportunity to network. And
Absolutely.
We go into that in a little bit.
Okay, cool. And before we do jump into your guest lineup, which is pretty exciting here in the studio, but just a little bit of a bio about yourself.
Okay.
So this is not your first time to the Expo Rodeo, right?
No, it definitely is not. I have been in the Expo business for about 20 years. I have worked with the largest trade show companies here around. My first start was with Messe Frankfurt, a trade show organization out of Frankfurt, Germany. And then I launched a company out of Nuremberg, Germany, here in the United States. I've worked in over 20 countries in trade shows, have worked with 50-plus different industry segments, so I have the experience that it takes in order to launch trade shows today.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And then finally, speaking of the Kids Business Expo, you've gotten so much traction on this. Actually, that's how we connected. We found you guys on Twitter. And I saw that on Twitter. I thought, well, I'm a huge Shark Tank fan or whatever, and I've seen some of the kids on Shark Tank. And, you know, I had a paper route as a kid that was about the extent of my entrepreneurship. But I've always been in business, but lots of, you know, without getting all those stories, back to, I saw you guys on Twitter. I thought, wow, this is really cool. We like talking about events coming to Atlanta, especially if they're business-centered, obviously. And this is so unique. But meanwhile, this is the first ever of the Kids Business Expo, right?
It is.
But you've already gotten traction, not only on social media, but also you've been invited or contacted in possibly bringing this to other other markets.
Right. We are right now, we are talking to some other cities that are excited about the opportunity. The power of Twitter has actually created this link and this relationship here with Kids Are Heroes, which
we have them in the studio, right?
We have them here.
Yep.
So we have been able to really connect and link with so many different people in different organizations that we feel that this concept can easily be established somewhere else.
And how did you do this 20 years ago with no Twitter or whatever, no social media?
That's a good question. Yeah. I think that's
Another show, yeah.
Go back to the old phone.
Right, yeah. All right, well, so once again, welcome to the show. And having said, and before I forget, we'll actually, Business Radio X, we're going to be broadcasting there live as well.
Yeah, I'm very excited having you there. I think it's an opportunity for, you know, the businesses and the kids to really get a combination here.
Okay, cool. So, all right, enough said. We'll kind of maybe circle back around with a couple of other talking points on that topic. But let's jump into, Dirk, why don't you introduce your guest you have in the studio here and who you have on the radio?
Yes, we will start with Remington Youngblood here. Remington, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into this.
I am Remington Youngblood, and I have a nonprofit organization called Change for Georgia, and we assist the troops overseas and veterans and their families here at home.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And then the next guest we have here is Jake Johnson from Lexington, South Carolina. Tell us about your involvement in this and how you got into it.
Well, like you said, my name is Jake Johnson, and my company is Bow Up. Bow Up is a new take on the classic self-tie bow tie. We actually sell bow tie halves so that you can, customize your bow tie, make it exactly what you want it to be.
Very cool. Very nice. John Stillwell, the next.
And by the way, for the radio audience, he's wearing a bow tie. Yeah, you better, right?
Yes,
yeah,
of course.
You even wear one with a T-shirt, probably, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, good morning. I'm John Stillwell. I've been with Junior Achievement since 2006. Started with the in-classroom program and now run the company program.
Excellent. Thank you for that. Yeah. And Mary Margaret, our first guest on the show, talking about Kids Are Heroes.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm Mary Margaret, and I am the founder of an organization called Kids Are Heroes. And it's a website that gets kids involved in their communities to help people, animals, and the environment. So what we do is we feature kids from all over the world who are changing the world to get the kids inspired to go out and do the same.
And starting with you, Mary Margaret, how did Kids Are Heroes get started? Tell us about that.
Well, when I was 9 years old, I was in sixth grade, and we just learned about endangered animals. And so I told my dad that I really wanted to help animals because I have a huge passion for animals. And he said, well, I want to help people in the environment, too. So that's how the idea came together.
And, you know, from your experience, having worked so long now in this specific segment, why should parents become involved with their kids and with the things that you are doing for them?
Well, for one, it's a great bonding activity because I definitely bonded with my dad over this instead of, you know, just going to the movies all the time or just going and playing with a basketball or anything. So it's a really good bonding tool if you want to bond with your kids. And also, I mean, all you see today is just kids keeping their eyes on the TV or playing video games. And if you want your kids to get active and actually say, hey, I actually did something when I was younger, or I'm still doing something now, I'm changing the world by doing this thing, or I'm helping this person. So that's one idea, is get your kids inspired and want to be able to share their activities with them.
Now, we talked earlier at the very beginning, Rich, and you and I talked about it, the power of Twitter, social network. Actually, extending that, we had an opportunity from Kids Business Expo perspective to involve Kids Are Heroes and connect via Twitter. So I understand that you have a very interesting story about moving to Atlanta. Tell us about that.
Well, the whole reason why we moved to Atlanta was because of this expo coming up. We wanted to be close by. We knew that Atlanta was a great area. And we moved from Maryland. We just picked up and packed our bags, and now we're here. And so that's the reason why we moved here, is to be closer to this event and get more involved and everything.
So If you're looking at the opportunity, how has this organization changed your life, and how do you feel it has changed the life of others?
I feel like it has changed my life personally by becoming inspired each day by looking at the heroes on our website and learning new stories every single time. And it just completely changes and inspires me knowing that there's other kids out there who actually want to make a difference and actually becoming inspired each day. And I think it's changed these other heroes by, one, coming to our events because they get to meet other kids who are, other people would call them outsiders just because they want to help people or animals in the environment. So these kids come to this event and they become inspired knowing that there's other kids who actually want to go out and make a difference and want to do the same thing as them.
So what is your hope for the future for some of these kids that are heroes?
Well, for the heroes, I want them to be able to each achieve their own personal goals that they want to do, whether it's raising X amount of money or wanting to help so many people or become the organization worldwide. So just for them to achieve their own personal goals.
Can you give our audience like an idea of some of the kids and maybe some, you know, stories or examples of some of the kids that are on your site and what they're doing?
Well, we have kids that are raising money and helping out for cyberbullying or bullying programs. We have kids raising money to give malaria nets in Africa to kids who need them because of mosquitoes. We also have even Remington's on our website, and he's doing things with all over the world, and he'll get more to his personal story. But yeah.
All right. And you have a leadership youth leaders summit coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're partnering up with the Kids Business Expo. It's on the same date at the same place where it is in a different area of the event.
Well, that worked out well. Yeah.
We're inviting all of our heroes from the website to come out and share what they do to change the world. So right now we have about 30 heroes signed up, and we have one from as far as Abu Dhabi. And so we're really excited for that because he went to our event last year and he's always so excited to come. But yeah, that's what's going on.
All right. And so speaking of the expo, what might folks or, you know, attendees, what do you what's your teaser to encourage them to attend, or what would they look forward to or expect?
Well, I guarantee that.
Oh, guarantee. Watch out. Here we go. Yeah, that's what we're looking for. Yeah. Nice. She just ramped it up, whatever. Yeah, I'm talking about expectations. She's like, I'm going to guarantee. Sorry.
It's okay. I definitely guarantee that after leaving the event, you'll definitely become inspired and want to go out and make your own project, whether it's an adult or a kid. But coming in there and meeting all these heroes firsthand and learning their own personal stories and what they want to do, you'll definitely become inspired and say, hey, you know what? After meeting so-and-so, I really want to go out and do my own thing and maybe take his idea and just change around and make my own idea out of it.
So you started this when you were 9 years old?
Yeah.
That's just crazy. I mean, I don't know. I have a clue what I was doing, playing with Matchbox cars or something. Yeah. So, but I don't know if we talked about this in the intro, but you were on the Ricky Lake Show?
Yeah.
True, yes or yes?
True.
True.
Not false.
Yeah, right. Wow. I mean, what else has been one of the most exciting parts of your journey here? What is this, 18 countries? Is what you're...
We have 400 heroes in 18 countries.
Wow.
Over 400 heroes, sorry. And actually, you were talking about Richard Branson earlier. I got to meet him.
Come on now, Margaret. Come
a couple
on.
Years ago.
Now she's just bragging. Whatever. Yeah.
We presented in front of 500 people, and I got a standing ovation at the end of it, and that was really cool. And Richard Branson was at the same event, so he was also over there.
Man, yeah.
Well, talking about inspiration here.
I'm telling you. I mean, I was, I stood up at a meeting in Cartersville one day. That was about it. Richard wasn't there, by the way. Yeah. So Mary Margaret, so tell our listeners and our folks, what's the best way for folks to reach out and find out about your organization?
You can definitely visit the website, www.kidsareheroes.org, and heroes has two E's. Or you can follow us on Twitter at Kids Are Heroes. And we also have a Facebook page, Kids Are Heroes.
Heroes has two E's?
Yeah. H-E-R-O-E-S. Most people spell it H-E-R-O-S.
Oh, okay. I got you. I'm reading it. I'm like, I don't see the second E, but not in a row. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. So, and then on that site, you'll have all your social media. I see you have a YouTube, a Twitter, Facebook. All those links are there?
Yeah. That's
perfect.
All Kids Are Heroes.
Okay. Perfect. And we'll obviously post that on our site as well. So thanks for being on the show, and stick around. We may have some, you're welcome to join in, maybe a little panel discussion, time permitting.
Right.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you did a great job, right? Yes or yes?
I don't know.
All right. Yeah. So Dirk, who do you have next up on the show? Yeah.
Well, talking about inspiration, one of the groups that is definitely inspiring youth in Metro Atlanta and all around the country is an organization that I have been able to team up with from an educational perspective, and that's the Junior Achievement of Georgia. And I'm very, very happy to have here today John Stillwell, who has been with Junior Achievement for a long time. So welcome on the show, John.
Thank you very much, and good morning.
Good morning to you, too. Tell us a little bit about Junior Achievement first and what Junior Achievement does to those who have not heard about it yet.
Right, Junior Achievement has many active programs with students. We have the Volunteer in the Classroom program, where a volunteer will go out to a school and spend a day in the classroom on financial literacy and business planning. They opened up in 2013 the J.A. Chick-fil-A Discovery Center, which is down at the Georgia World Congress Center. And this facility was opened up in the fall of 2013. Mm-hmm. And we're currently running middle schoolers through there every day from Atlanta Public Schools, Fulton County, and DeKalb County. And about 35,000 students went through there last year.
Wow.
Taking programs on financial literacy, business entrepreneurship. They'll actually run a company for a day, mm-hmm. and we have many great sponsors helping us with that facility. And the program that is connected with the Kids Business Expo is the program that I run on Tuesday evening, which is the Fellows program. And that's where a group of students will gather together, we'll develop a product, we'll sell stock and raise money. And we're happy to be exhibiting at the Business Expo. Well,
thank you.
And then we'll be liquidating in about 2 months.
All right, nice.
Well, it's always an awesome opportunity. And I have actually been at the Georgia World Congress Center for this facility, and it's amazing to see when the buses are pulling up and the kids are all getting out, and then they get into the building, and their first wow is because it's such a huge facility. And then they get up to the so tell us a little bit more what they will actually do when they're in this facility and they can learn what is happening there.
Yeah, at the facility, and there's been an evolution over the last 18 months, that we have these students come in and they get an identity. They can be a parent. They can have children. They'll have a salary of $20,000 a year, $80,000 a year, and you actually have to plan a budget and identify 13 expenses that they have to run their household. Buying a mortgage, getting a loan, going to the bank, buying entertainment tickets, and they'll establish a budget for each one of those accounts. We opened up in 2013. We were pencil and paper and calculators, and now everything's done on iPads and tablets. So we do more learning than clerical work compared to when we originally started.
And when I look at the kids that are there, I see this spark in their eyes. I see that opportunity that they're creating for themselves. But I'm sure they take that back out of the facility, out of the center, and really start talking to other kids. Because when I have talked to, you know, the leadership at Junior Achievement here in Atlanta, I always see this passion they have. What really brought you into volunteering there for such a long? It's 8 years now, is my understanding.
Yeah, about 8 years. Yeah, they've. It's the youth. It's where Junior Achievement now is reaching down to the lower and lower grades, mm-hmm. and teaching them financial literacy from the time we tell them when they walk in that they're going to be adults today. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like great fun until they have to pay the mortgage and they get denied for a car loan. And I got involved with the kids wanting to, after I retired, to help and give back to the community a little bit. And this was a great organization to be associated with.
So if somebody wants to get involved in Junior Achievement, what's the way to do this as a volunteer?
The easiest way to get involved is to go to the juniorachievement.org website. And there's plenty of opportunities in the evening, during the day, on the weekends. And we're always looking for active volunteers. The Discovery Center would not operate without numerous volunteers. We're bringing in 120 students a day, wow. every day of the year. And we need individuals to man each one of those storefronts to help those students through the program.
What I like about the corporation, the opportunity here Kids Business Expo has with Junior Achievement is that we will actually have 8 companies at the expo and introducing their product. How is the mood right now amongst these students that are ready for going to the expo?
It's a pretty far-reaching program. My program on Tuesday, I have about 18 students, and we've developed our product, and we're happy to be exhibiting at the Business Expo. My students are from 12 different high schools. We meet together for a couple hours every Tuesday night. And we're currently developing our booth and posters, and everybody's pretty excited to get up there next weekend.
Well, I feel that, you know, having an organization like Junior Achievement, but we also have Youth Entrepreneurs of Georgia, we have STEM Conference Atlanta, and Club E, I believe that all these organizations are providing such a strong part in the community that kids can really learn about that. What is your vision for students coming into this program from Junior Achievement?
What this program really does is it brings such a cross-section of individuals from various high schools, from various backgrounds, and from various cultures, mm-hmm. and allows them to work, cooperate, learn the functions of businesses, and how to move forward as a company to develop hopefully a profitable product in the end.
So if you, looking back over these 8 years of your involvement with JA, tell me one of the stories, one of the products that you thought stood out. I know I'm putting you on the spot here, yeah. But I thought I'd take the opportunity.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, I can remember starting in 2006 with the first company program that I ran, and we were in a little dingy room in the basement of the Equitable Building downtown, and everybody was taking the MARTA in and trying to get together in there, and now coming through the years and seeing the construction of the Discovery Center in the World Congress Center. And also in the fall of next year, they're going to be opening up a Discovery Center in Gwinnett County. Wow. To service our largest school district in the state. And it's just an ongoing, growing program.
Now, how can someone take a tour of the Discovery Center? Is that a possibility? Can somebody just come up and say, you know, I want to have an appointment, I want to see it?
Absolutely. The Discovery Center, as I said, we have students in there every day. There is a functioning JA Junior Achievement office out of that facility. There's also one up on Abernathy Road, mm-hmm. Up in Sandy Springs. And all you have to do is come down to the World Congress Center. We're in Building D. Find your way up the stairs and up the escalators and walk in and talk to the receptionist. I'm sure they'll be happy to give you a tour.
Well, it's a program that everybody should be aware of. You know, what I think is very important is it's not only in Georgia, it's around in several other states, if not even nationwide, correct?
Yeah, it's a nationwide program. And actually, the JA company from Atlanta that won the contest last year went to the national in Boston. Wow. And actually won the national competition for best product introduced by a Junior Achievement business group.
Well, so kids who are students who are leaving Junior Achievement program, they have a very solid idea of what a business is all about. And I think that's very important because we are creating opportunities for juniors to become entrepreneurs.
Yes. As we initially started the program, it was only available to juniors and seniors in high school. And now it's open to all high school students from mm-hmm. freshmen on up. So as the program has grown and as we've expanded, more and more people are involved in the program every year.
Awesome.
Yeah, just wondering how many of the participants, you probably don't have a number, but how many of the folks as kid exhibitors are part of JA or Junior Achievement? Any idea? Speaking of that, how many exhibitors do you guys have now currently?
Well, we currently have just over 85 booths at the event.
Okay, wow.
And that's a pretty good number to start with. And,
yeah.
You know, we have a pavilion from Junior Achievement, which is a great opportunity eight companies to participate in this program and have this partnership created.
So if all 85 aren't signed up with GA, now there's your opportunity. let's get them signed up. Yeah, I just have to jump in. I remember we were talking about this before the show with Dirk, but I was in JA when I was in school, so I tribute the success here for the studio and all that good stuff, and it was phenomenal. I mean, you had the all the different aspects of school or different people participating in different activities, and to me, I was always kind of intrigued by what makes a business tick. And but now you said so you give these kids $80,000 a year. You said you give them an $80,000 check, or that's a budget they're working with for their business, right? Or
well as
yeah.
As the students come into the Discovery Center, they're given an identity during the day.
Right. Yeah.
And they're given a salary, they're given a
family. That's what I heard, a salary. So you give them an $80,000 a year salary?
That's right. It lasts for 6 hours, then they have to get on the bus and go home.
I knew there was a catch to it. I'm like, hey, we didn't get 80 grand when we were in JA. Yeah. So thanks for being on the show. It was our pleasure. And once again, tell our listeners the best way to get in touch with y'all for the Georgia chapter here, I guess.
I appreciate you having us here today. Yeah. And juniorachievement.org, go to our website. There's plenty of opportunities, and it's tremendously rewarding.
Yeah, we're following each other on Twitter.
We do.
So Great stuff. So we got a couple more guests in the studio. So let me introduce our next guest, Jake Johnson. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
All right, good stuff, right? Yes or yes?
Oh, of course.
So you might embellish or hit some key points here, but I'm just browsing through your resume, if you will, your bio. So you were named the winner of Warren Buffett's Grow Your Own Business Challenge.
Yes, sir.
Wow. I mean, I just, Dirk, do you just feel like we're a bunch of slackers, whatever,
yeah,
you know?
I'm sitting here, I'm stunned. Every time I'm reading and hearing about the stories.
And I don't want to take away too much of your story here. We're going to kind of talk about more recently some events. But so you're currently a 10th grader at River Bluff High School in Lexington,
yes,
South Carolina? Okay. So, and what else do we need to, but now this, I was reading this. Am I misreading this? Not only entrepreneurship, but the start of your career acting at age 7?
Yes, that's true. It might even be early or something like 5.
Right, right. And now this is your favorite role, the youngest Ricky Bobby in Talladega Nights. Now, is that your favorite role or you were actually in the show or on the...
Oh, no, I was actually in the movie. That's... It was a crazy experience, right. You know, waiting in like a 3-hour line just to get a chance. I remember my dad actually got like a little racer's jacket for the movie. And then out of nowhere, they called me up and said, "We loved your audition. We'd love to have you in the movie." And I was like, oh my gosh, you know, right. As a 5-year-old, I didn't even know what it meant.
But that was so long ago. That was so way back in the day. Yeah. Yeah.
That was way before the other TV shows that are creating talents. Right?
I'm telling you. Yeah. But, it's probably easier to say, what have you not done? Right. Yeah. But, okay. So welcome to the show. Let's, and you, before we forget, you also speak at some events for youth entrepreneurship, teen entrepreneurship.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. So my sister and I are actually part of a group called Independent Youth. And what we do is we actually travel the country with about, 10 other teen entrepreneurs. And we speak to teens about what it's like to own your own business and to be an entrepreneur, which is really great, I think, for these teens to really see easy it really is, which I think is what the Kids Business Expo is trying to show. Is how great it can be to expose kids to entrepreneurship and owning their own business at such an early age.
Right. You could probably offer, with all the money you got, offer Dirk a buyout or whatever of the expo here. Okay, so let's talk about, what's your first recollection of being interested in business? I mean, because at that age, people are mm-hmm. like, you know, kids are playing with video gadgets and all that stuff. So what kind of caught your attention in business?
Well, to be honest, I never really became interested in business. Business kind of became interested in
all
me.
All right, all right. Look at him. Nice.
You know, I really just kind of fell into entrepreneurship. It started, you know, you could say it started back when I was 5 years old,
right, yeah.
You know, going out for TV shows and movies.
Yeah.
But, you know, as far as business goes, I think that it just kind of happened. You know, my sisters and I were coming up with, you know, all these different toys that we want to buy, and we were actually... We ended up combining our ideas of the perfect toy, you know, what do we want to see? And out of nowhere, we came up with this idea that ended up being our first company, Flipouts. And so I never had the moment of, you know, I want to own a business or I want to be an entrepreneur. I just kind of ended up being an entrepreneur because I think it's a misconception that being an entrepreneur is a business title. And if you look it up in a dictionary, it might say, you know, an entrepreneur is someone that owns a business. But really, I think it's a mindset. You know, an entrepreneur is someone that's a creative thinker and someone that can, you know, problem solve and look at one thing and see something else. And so I think I've been an entrepreneur all my life, but I really fell into business when I was about 9 years old, coming up with our first company, Flipouts.
Right. You just woke up as an entrepreneur or whatever. Yeah. So tell us about now one of your recent ventures and your current venture that I guess you have your hands in is a Bow Up.
Yes.
Is that the correct pronunciation?
Yes. Bow Up. That's BEAUX.
Yeah.
Up.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. And so tell our listeners about this.
Yeah. So like I said, I came up with my first company. We ended up selling that company, but I wanted to stay in the business world because I loved it so much and we had so much fun. So I was thinking about the things I love to do, and the first thing that came to my mind was, well, I love to wear bow ties.
All right.
But they were never really exactly what I wanted them to be.
Yeah.
And so what I found is that if you actually just basically cut the bow tie in half, then it creates this whole new system of mixing and matching bow tie halves to create exactly what you want it to be. And so I've really just kind of run with that, and that's what Bow Up is today. We actually sell bow tie halves. You can find them at bowup.com, BEAUX, like you said.
Right.
And we, you know, we're trying to create a whole new system of bow tie buying.
And this really skyrocketed when you went on the another version of the Shark Tank, or this was the actual Shark Tank?
This was the actual Shark Tank. Yeah.
The real deal, right? Yeah. So tell us that story. I know it's maybe a long story, but couple of minutes. Tell us how that kind of came about and your experience on the show.
Yeah, Shark Tank was certainly an experience, to say the least.
Did you seek them out and kind of audition, or what was the, you know?
Yeah, well, it's a funny story. So we actually went on Shark Tank with Flipouts, the first company.
Okay.
And we actually auditioned for the first season of the show. We had heard about it. We figured we'd try to go on, and they turned us down. They didn't think we were far enough along in the business.
But, and that was Flipouts?
Yes, this was Flipouts.
Okay.
And so they turned us down, and we, you know, like any good entrepreneur will tell you, never give up, overcome obstacles, so on and so forth. And so we kept pushing. The next season of Shark Tank was airing soon, so we auditioned again. And they said, you know, now that your business is a little bit farther along, we'd love to have you fly to L.A. and present to our producers.
Right.
And so they say, just because you're flying to L.A. doesn't even mean you'll go in front of the sharks.
Right, yeah.
And then just because you're in front of the sharks doesn't mean you'll be on TV.
You could be edited out or
exactly.
Whatever. Yeah.
So we knew that we had to make it memorable, and we had to make it, you know, TV worthy. And so what we decided to do was to present Flipouts in front of the producers. We decided to make the youngest member of the family do all of the negotiating.
Oh, nice.
Which, scary enough for me, that happened to be myself.
That was you, yeah.
Exactly.
And how old were you then?
I think I was about 10 years old. And so you can just imagine, as a 10-year-old. Network TV presenting your product in front of 5 multimillionaires or billionaires.
Billionaires, yeah.
And so it was a very interesting experience, but it was, you know, it was an amazing experience overall. And we ended up actually partnering mainly with Damon John on the show.
Okay.
And he's been working with us ever since. You know, he's the kind of guy that will take you out to dinner and then just say, you know, we'll take one of every appetizer that you have.
Exactly, yeah, right. So we might buy the restaurant if we really like it that well. Yeah,
exactly, exactly.
So, yeah, because I've talked to some folks who have been on Shark Tank. What I didn't realize, and maybe listeners don't realize, is that you're only on for maybe a 10-minute segment. But the filming of your segment goes on for how long?
Definitely. The negotiating goes on for maybe an hour, an hour, 15 minutes. It's really the real deal. A lot of people think that, you know, it's sort of staged.
Right.
And I even got some comments like, hey, I just saw the boy that was on Talladega Nights and Army Wives on Shark Tank. Are all the Shark Tank people actors?
Right, exactly. But it keeps getting recycled, repurposed on CNBC and everything else.
But,
yeah.
Yes, but no, it's definitely all real.
So,
real
so fast forward on that. So what was the outcome of that show?
So you got a deal with Damon? Yeah, so like I said, we actually, on the show, we got a deal with three of the sharks, Robert Hershovitz, Kevin O'Leary, and Damon John.
Yeah, Mr. Wonderful,
however,
yeah.
Of course.
But Mr. Wonderful, he backed out, yeah.
Yeah, and so the problem was that it was contingent on the patent.
Yeah.
And so because we're still waiting on the patent, we ended up mainly partnering with Damon John, who's helped us so much. And he actually introduced us to some of the people that helped us sell the company about 2 years ago.
Wow.
So we made our exit about 2 years ago, and that's when we started with Bow Up.
Right, and pretty soon you'll be on The Profit next, right?
Oh, I hope so. I got to talk with Marcus at the Kids Business Expo.
Yeah, he's definitely coming.
Yeah, I bet you could probably make that happen. Yeah. So, I'm a huge fan of the Shark Tank, and so it's a thrill to have you here. So, talk to us about what's going on, or I guess maybe back up a little bit. What's, you know, beneficial about being in business at your age?
Well, I definitely think being an entrepreneur at such a young age has been extremely beneficial, not only because it sets you up for future endeavors, but because the skills that I've learned while being a young entrepreneur are skills that I can take with me into whatever I do. You know, everyone says, like I said before, that it's a business title, but the skills of creative thinking and problem solving, I can use the skills in whatever field I do. And I don't know if I want to be in business my whole life, but I know that I'll be an entrepreneur for the rest of my life. There's actually a book that says, I think it's called A Whole New Mind, that says, in the future, right now, the world is kind of ruled by the logical thinkers, all of the lawyers and the doctors. However, in the future, it's going to be ruled by, in our generation, the creative thinkers, all the people that can, you know, problem solve and that can take one thing and change it into something completely different, because those jobs can't be replaced and those jobs can't be outsourced like the jobs that are being ruled right now. So I definitely think that it's extremely beneficial to be a young entrepreneur.
And then what about lessons for up-and-comers? And, you know, what would, if you had to share a couple of points from your experience, what are some of the greatest lessons, I guess?
Some of the greatest lessons, I think, are, A, just obviously being able to overcome obstacles, being able to push through the hard times. But also, I think, like I said, being creative is the most important tool that you can have to be a young entrepreneur. you know, creative thinking, looking at one thing, turning it into something else, you know, looking at a bow tie and seeing two bow tie halves that you can mix and match, or, you know, seeing, you know, a water bottle and being able to make it into a candle and sell that.
Right.
All that entrepreneurs do are just taking the lemonade stand to the next level. And I think anybody can do that. And that's the biggest thing that needs to be explained, is how easy it really is to be an entrepreneur, and how life changing it can be.
Yeah, so I know Dirk has some questions coming up here for you, mm-hmm. but before we we'll finish your segment as well with how your listeners get in touch, but or how our listeners. But so, how would they reach out to you and find out about your product there, the bow ties and stuff?
Yeah, well, right now you can either email us at info@bowup.com. That's BEAUXUP.com. Or you can just go to bowup.com, same spelling and everything, and go to the contact us page.
Right.
And any of those will get to me.
And I imagine your website, you have all your social media handles there as well.
Yes, of course. And then also, of course, you can buy our bow ties.
Yeah, duh.
While you're there.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. So price points, what do those range for? And
Well, right now you can buy half a bow tie for about $25, a full bow tie, you know, two halves for about $45.
Hmm. Okay.
And then obviously the clip to clip them together comes with it.
So when you look back at all these things, what would be one of the very specific statements that you would give a kid to motivate them to become an entrepreneur?
Ooh, gosh, that's a hard one.
Come on.
Well, going back to the Warren Buffett contest, I actually found a quote from Warren Buffett that was one of my favorite quotes of all time. And he says, "Someone is sitting in the shade today because they planted a seed a long time ago." And I think that's really important when you're thinking about what being a young entrepreneur is, because I'm doing this so that the rest of my life, I'm set up to do whatever I want to do so that I can sit in the shade leisurely. And then some people say that, you know, right now, aren't you missing out on your high school experience? Aren't you missing out on being a kid? But I'm doing this so that I can be a kid for the rest of my life.
Oh, there you go. Wow, nice.
So I think...
when I grow up, I want to be a kid, yeah.
Exactly. So I think that's one of the biggest quotes that I can say.
Well, thank you for being on the show. We appreciate it. I think it's great to have, you know, you were telling the audience all the things that you have seen and have done. I think that sets the stage for a lot of kids to really understand what's going on.
Oh, thank you so much. I hope so.
And we also have Remington Youngblood here. So good morning, Remington.
Good morning. How are you?
Nice to have you here with us. I have seen a lot of things for, you know, on your website, on your involvement. So I know that you're very involved in the community with a lot of different programs. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I have a nonprofit organization called Change for Georgia, and I started it when I was 10 years old because I was looking for volunteer opportunities to help out in the community. The places I called said, "Oh, you're too young. You'll be a liability, or soup cans might fall on your head." And I understood that because that'd be very painful. So I went to my mom and said, "Mom, I want to start my own program." And she looked at me and said, "Rem, I'll help you, but if you're willing to put in the time and effort, I will do the same." So I started Change for Georgia, and at first I just went to my teachers looking for ways to help out, asking, "Hey, what does our community need?" And they said the military. So that's where we all started helping the military and veterans. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we assist the troops overseas by providing them with items that fit in their backpacks, and we assist the veterans and their families here at home by providing them with personal items, school supplies, and toys during the holidays.
So at what age did that happen? I mean, you're not just waking up one morning and say, "Okay, I'm going to become involved in the community. I'm going to have, you know, a big activity going on." I mean, there is a couple of things that you need to do, and I think it's very important that everybody here has said that. You know, it's the involvement of the parents. So tell us about that.
Well, my community service really got serious when I was in third grade, and I was attending Wild Rose Elementary School in third grade. Wild Rose Elementary School in St. Charles, Illinois. So one day I found out that our school was having a coat drive. I was super excited. I went home, told my mom, and then within 5 minutes we were out the door and on our way to Gap. So when we arrived there, we purchased 30 thick winter coats, about 2 fit in each bag, which meant we had 15 bags. So the next morning, my mom drove me to school, and I was just a little third grader, so I got out of the car all excited, opened the trunk, grabbed my 2 bags, looked at my mom, and I knew that I was going to be the one carrying all those coats up the stairs into the school, out of the school, and down the stairs. And even though it was during winter in Chicago and it was snowing, it was cold, it was windy, I felt warm on the inside because I knew that 30 children would be warmer that winter season.
You know, what I feel is so important, and you're saying that over and over again, and everybody is involved, and when it gets to community activities and involvement, it's a different mission that you're starting. So tell us about the mission and, you know, your mission statement. What is it that you feel is important?
Well, I feel it's important that we include students and allow them to have volunteer opportunities, because that's one of the reasons I started Change Georgia, to be inclusive of students, because all the organizations I called, I couldn't participate because of my age. So I want students to participate, and I want them to know that they can make a difference and help out no matter what age you are.
Do you feel that when you are starting these initiatives with the troops, do you feel that that's an opportunity to send out a message overall, over across the state, making sure that they understand the importance of these programs?
Yes, sir. And I think the fact that helping the military and veterans is super important, because they deserve our thoughts, prayers, and support. And we're here to give them all three.
What would be one of the things, and I remember that you and your mother and I had a conversation about the, you know, the oatmeal packages, which is a great thing. But I think, Rich, you had also mentioned that there was something that really touched you when you saw that and when you wrote that program that Remington is involved in, that he has created.
Well, it's just crazy. I'm just realizing you speak to over 100 venues in the Southeast.
Yes, sir. That is correct.
And what's your tie-in with the governor here? And tell us about that.
Well, I first met Governor Deal about 3 years back at the Capitol. I saw him, got a photo. Then later, as Change for Georgia progressed and we kept going to more events, I saw him. And then we started talking to him more. And then finally, when we started our book initiative, I got to have a meeting with Sandra Deal at the mansion. And we discussed on different places to distribute our 100,000 book donation that we received from a company in Indiana. And she gave us different organization names, and that was super cool. It was supposed to be 30 minutes, but it ran on for 2 hours, so that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I was just reading that 106,000 books. Where do those typically, who are those delivered to or distributed to?
We deliver them to veteran families. We take some to preschools and schools across Georgia. And during the summer, we have an initiative called Read Across Forsyth, okay, which was inspired by the First Lady Sandra Deal's initiative, Read Across Georgia. And what we do is we read to preschoolers over the summer.
Now, who else is helping you with all these projects you got on your plate here? And how do you find time to balance school and running a company? And what's a day in the life look like for Remington?
Well, I have two amazing role models. My mom, who acts as my secretary, chauffeur, and number one fan.
Right.
And my dad, who is my personal trainer, financial advisor, and my hero.
Wow, well said.
That's awesome. So
what are your thoughts? What's your backstory on the Kids Business Expo? How did you hear about it? And what's your involvement, expectations? Tell us about that.
Well, one of our board members, Paul Romanek, told us about Mr. Ebener. And we had a meeting with him. We talked with him. He told us all about Kids Business Expo. And I thought it was the coolest thing, because it's an opportunity for kids to meet with other kids about entrepreneurship.
Right.
Because if a kid's talking to an adult, they might not understand some things, they might be nervous, but if these students are talking to people at their age that they can really connect with and bond and share different ideas and just insights and advice with each other, I thought that was super cool, and it's an amazing idea, and I can't wait to participate.
Well, one of the things that I feel is also very important is your relationship with Kids Are Heroes, because when you look at it, that you're really involved on both ends of it, this is double duty. You know, I mean, you have a relationship with Kids Are Heroes and Kids Business Expo, which is awesome for us, because we have someone here that has done both, that has been on Kids Are Heroes and that is now sort of venturing also into the Kids Business Expo activity. So tell us about Kids Are Heroes real quick from your perspective.
Well, I think Mary Margaret had an awesome idea to start Kids Are Heroes. And just what they do is amazing, spotlighting kids for what they do, because there's not enough good in this world, because on the news you always hear negative things, this thing bad happened. But what Mary Margaret's doing, she's spotlighting and highlighting the good in the world and what people want to hear, which is positive. So I think it's just amazing.
I'm sorry.
We got Kids Expo. We have Kids Are Heroes. And now you're part of Kids Radio, right?
Yes, sir.
Right, let's throw that in there, whatever. Yeah.
I don't even know where we will end with this.
And we're definitely speaking the same language here in harmony, because Business Radio X, we are unabashedly pro-business. A lot of media leans left, or they lean right. We lean business, right? So, yeah, to me, there's no point in just causing havoc and just shouting and yelling and screaming and talking about all the problems. I don't have a problem with somebody talking about problems if they have a solution, and right? But a lot of media, they just make noise with no purpose.
And
right?
I feel that we as the business community, when we're talking strictly business, I feel that we as the business community really need to make a difference in the life of kids.
I concur.
We need to reach out to this. And I've been asked a while ago, you know, what is it that you think is important? And I'm saying always, all the time, there are three things we as business leaders need to do. We need to give three gifts. Number one gift is...
Write this down, audience.
Whatever, yes, you should. If you know somebody who is an inspired entrepreneur or wants to spark that, do this. Do these things.
Give us the 1, 2, 3, Dirk. Yeah.
One is your favorite entrepreneur or business book.
Okay.
Number two is a business card. If you give someone your business card, you're starting to network, and that's what they need. The kids need networking. And number three, give them your time. Invest in the future of entrepreneurs. And if you do these three things, you're motivating somebody to really understand that you have a vested interest. That's what all these volunteers over at the Junior Achievement do. Yep. That's what we see all the time. You know, for somebody to drive their child here in the morning hours for a radio show and, you know, participate in this, something like this, is incredible. And I feel that we need to make a difference.
Those are great points, and it's kind of like with Junior Achievement and other folks that they're kind of, you know, reaching down, being a mentor, helping someone else. And like you were talking about Warren Buffett, you know, he then what's happening today then passes on to the next folks,
exactly.
Right? But
yes.
You got to keep that good vibe and energy going. We got a few more minutes here remaining, but Remington, tell us our listeners the best way to find out about what you're doing.
Well, you can contact us at our email changeforgeorgia@gmail.com, and that's the number 4, and our website at www.changeforgeorgia.org. Again, that's the number 4. And Facebook and Twitter is Change for Georgia. Again, the number 4.
All right, perfect. And I have to mention this. Also, I was reading in your bio that you're working as an intern at a morning coffee radio show. Tell
yes,
us about
sir,
that.
That's correct.
Yeah, what's the odds?
Well, I've been invited by Miss Duke Jones to become human interest intern, and I provide her with names of kids across our country that are doing amazing things, and so she can interview them on her radio show.
Well, I think our JA guy has some names here for you to pass along as well, right?
Yeah, make sure
I got a list for you.
Yeah, make sure you get his card, his book, and then and donate some time, whatever, yeah.
I want to point out one thing I believe is very important. I believe that when the attendees are coming to Kids Business Expo, they have that full spectrum of everything there. Not only the expo itself, but the networking expo. But I think also we should motivate the listeners to register and come to the event.
Yeah, give us the domain name and the date and the details on that one more time. Yeah,
it's kidsbusinessexpo.com, and the date is February the 7th, and it starts at 9 o'clock with a quick intro of our keynote speaker, Marcus Lemonis, who is going to be here, and we'll talk about his venture into
what
the world.
What time is he speaking again?
He will start at 9:30 and be there for about, exactly know how long, but he's going to be there and talk about his experience and the opportunities.
Sure, and that's at the Cobb Galleria?
It's at the Cobb Galleria, so it's right on that merge of 75 and 285. And, if you want to learn more, you can send an email to info@kidsbusinessexpo.com.
No 4 in there, huh?
No 4, no numbers. Just keep it simple.
So we're going to go around one more time before we wrap up the show and either see if there's any guests or questions from the panel amongst the other folks. If not, what we're going to do is invite you to tell our listeners one more time how they get in touch with, find out about your services, but also what you have on the horizon maybe for this upcoming year, what you'd like to accomplish or something you have in your back pocket or something new coming up. So unless there's any other questions amongst our panel for discussion, we know how to find out about the Kids Business Expo. And before I forget, what do you think about maybe a regular, not I don't know about weekly, but maybe like an ongoing Kids Business Radio?
I love that.
Love it.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
How about the audience here as well? Yeah. All right. Aye. Yeah. So all the motion carries, whatever. Yeah. Now I just got to clear it through the powers that be, whatever. Yeah. I don't know if you want to come down from South Carolina every weekend.
Oh,
whatever,
please.
Yeah.
I love it.
All right. Yeah, you'll be the host, whatever. Yeah, I'll be over in the back seat making coffee, whatever. Yeah. All right, so yeah, it's like Jerry Seinfeld show. What's that? Comedians making coffee
in cars getting coffee. Comedians in cars getting coffee.
It's .com, right? So world's longest domain name, whatever. Yeah, so we got a couple.
That's a great show.
Okay, after the show, y'all, we got to power focus here and come up with the longest domain name for a radio show, whatever. Yeah, right. Okay, so anyway, having said that, let's go back around one more time, and we'll start with Remington. And again, just tell our listeners how they get in touch with you, and then something maybe on the horizon, or if you can put in a plug for the Kids Business Expo. I imagine Dirk would appreciate that.
I definitely would.
All right, so Remington, you're up first.
Well, my plan for the future in this year is to raise $2 million, and we're already halfway there.
Dang.
And also,
we'll lead with that next time.
Okay.
Sorry.
And also, you can get in touch with us at www.changeforgeorgia.org. That's the number four.
Okay.
Our email is changeforgeorgia@gmail.com, the number four.
Cool.
Twitter and Facebook is changeforgeorgia, the number four. And our Instagram is _C4G_. And my personal Instagram is 25rem25.
You don't have a MySpace page? You guys, anybody know what MySpace is? Yeah. But and what was the else? So a dumb question, but everybody's going to be exhibitors at the expo, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, duh, right? So yes, so they'll find you there, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Jake?
Well, in the future, we have a lot of big things coming up. First of all, not only are we going to be adding product lines to Bow Up, we're going to be adding what's called Bow Up Junior, which are going to be pre-tied bow ties for smaller kids, but that you can still interchange the halves to. And we're going to be making hair bows for women. And if you're interested in any of those, then you can contact me at Bow Up or at www.bowup.com. There's a contact us page or at info@bowup.com. But then also, going back to entrepreneurship, I'm so passionate about teaching all these, teaching kids about entrepreneurship and how easy it really is. My family and I are going to be launching a series of web shows, teaching kids about entrepreneurship and about, how easy it is, how to come up with the big idea and where to go from there, alternative funding and things like that. So, and then also if you're interested in those, once again, it's info@bowup.com. That's BEAUXUP.com. Or www.bowup.com.
Cool. I got a great bow tie idea for you, but I want 17%, whatever, yeah. But I'm not putting up any equity or funding, whatever, yeah. So
all right, thanks, Mr. Wonderful.
Exactly, right. Yeah, you're dead to me, whatever, yeah. I love it. So how about a bow up dog? Bow ties for your dog, right?
Yeah, we love it. We've actually, we were thinking about that.
I knew you
were. Collars, collar bows.
Yeah. Just don't do it for cats. They won't go for it or
nope.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, cats aren't really bow tie wearers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, so thanks again for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Yeah, it's a pleasure being here representing Junior Achievement. The organization cannot function without numerous volunteers on a daily basis, and there's plenty of opportunities. If you go to our website, juniorachievement.org, not only today, but as we expand into the Gwinnett County area outside of Atlanta, there's plenty of opportunities to give your time. Thanks.
All right. And any new projects on the horizon, or obviously you're going to be featured there at the expo?
Yeah, right. We're at the Business Expo, and like I said, there are 16 functioning groups in the Atlanta area right now.
Wow.
And we're all over the state, and obviously a national organization and an international organization for that matter.
It's nice.
Impressive.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess my personal goal for Kids Are Heroes is to get more heroes in more countries. Right now we have 18, but of course I'd like that number to grow, and of course to get more heroes, because that means more kids are coming inspired to make their own difference. The upcoming thing we have right now is, of course, the partnership with the Kids Business Expo next month. So we have our own little thing going on there. So come visit us.
Stop by and say hi, right?
Yeah, definitely. And a way to contact us is to come visit the website, kidsareheroes.org, and our Twitter, @kidsareheroes, and Facebook, Kids Are Heroes, and Heroes with two E's. Thank you.
All right. Pleasure having you on the show. Dirk, your closing comments here?
Well, I think that it's very important that kids see the opportunity that social entrepreneurship and business entrepreneurship can do together today. I feel that everybody has a place. There is an opportunity for everybody, and you just have to go out there and find that. And I believe that at Kids Business Expo, You know, with Kids Are Heroes together, we can present this to our audience. And if you look at it from the perspective of what difference this can make, look at the, you know, right now you cannot look, but listen to the kids here around at the table and the opportunities from Junior Achievement and what type of difference something like this can make in the lives of others. And, you know, you can reach out and make a little difference in so many different ways.
Well, just the ripple effect of that, right?
Yes.
I mean, just what's happening. So, and then the news, I guess you're going to be doing a Kids Business Expo every month from now on, whatever.
No, I wish I would be.
That's a little too much.
That's a little too much, but we will, you know, make it definitely an annual. We have some programs in mind right now to follow up in you know, in
I've
a good time frame.
I've heard
this.
They've already contacted you about reserving space for next year already. Right?
We are that's in conversation
nice.
With them, making sure that they have to understand, but you know, I really wanted to start it first in here
Absolutely.
In Metro Atlanta, where I know people where I have connections.
Yeah, well, pleasure having you and all the folks here in the studio on the show, and just a great our first ever Kids Business Radio. Stay tuned for more. Rich Casanova here. We'll see you next time.